To My Gospel Soul. Listen, My Gospel Soul Live. Now, I have a special guest that's going to be on the broadcast with us today, and I'm very, very excited about it. Prophetess Lisa Tebow. She's going to be sharing the word today, and I just wanted to start the show off by encouraging your spirit, letting you know there's nothing too hard for God. Listen, whatever God has told you that he's going to do in your life, you better believe it's going to come to pass. Amen. And I'm starting this little segment so that I can get to talk with some of my friends, and they can share a word that will take your life to a whole new level. We have to understand, praise God, that God has our best interests at heart. And a lot of things that are going on in this world today can easily knock us out of position. But you have to stay in position. You have to stay in position because God has some awesome things in store for you. So let's start this show off with some inspiration and praise. You know, we also have My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul radio. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/ My Gospel Soul. And I guess, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring in Prophetess Tebow. How are you doing, Prophetess? How you doing? Okay, I can't hear you. Yes, while we work on her audio,
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. So excited to be on the air with you today. Amen. How's everything? Are you out in Louisiana?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Let's get into the praise and worship. Click back in, and maybe your video will come clear. So click out and click back in. Can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Welcome to the show.
Okay, good. Yes, we're in Lafayette.
Okay. Well, we'll have her back in just a few minutes. While we wait, let's go ahead and get into some praise and worship. Y'all know I love to praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has been so good to me. I just cannot tell it all. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God, amen. He makes his face shine upon us and be gracious to us and give us peace. Amen. So let's just get our praise on. Amen. Hey, I just want to praise
forever, come on.
Forever and ever. Come on, you got to get a praise in your spirit in the middle of the day. The sun is shining here in Houston, looking beautiful outside. blessing and glory. And honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's get praising. Come on. We just come to praise.
Forever and
forever.
Forever
and ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And ever.
For me, put your hand on your chest and say, for me, can nobody tell it like you can tell it?
Blessings and glory
and honor
and honor, praise him, amen, forever and ever, for all that he's done, amen, glory to God, he's done so much for us, glory to God, we cannot tell it all. I just praise God, amen, for an opportunity to share the gospel. Our guest is going to call back in. We were having a couple of technical difficulties, praise God, but nevertheless, we continue on in the word of God, amen. The power of connection, glory to God, amen. We have divinely been connected with different people in our lives. But we need to know what's a divine connection of God and what's a connection that we have put together that's doing us no good, amen, hallelujah. It's very important to be divinely connected with those that God has sent into your life. A lot of our destinies are tied into those that God has preordained to walk with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes the enemy will throw people in there to mess up. Amen. Glory to God. Or to throw you off track or to get you distracted from the things that God has called you to do. So you have to be very, very careful who you allow in your circle. And you have to, listen, let me tell you something. And I was talking to my husband about it, praise God. We were talking about Judas and his roles in our Messiah going to the cross. See, even some enemies have a divine call to walk with you. Come on. They are a part, amen, glory to God, of your destiny. And I know that's hard for some of us to understand. We just want to get rid of everybody that makes us uncomfortable, that don't like us and all this kind of stuff. But you have to know who is supposed to be there. Sometimes God will reveal to you who people are just so you can be aware, glory to God, that they're there. But every mountain does not need to be removed, praise God. Some mountains just need to be climbed, glory to God. We used to sing a song and say, Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. Amen. Hallelujah. So a word for you today, praise God, is divine appointment. Who has a divine connection? Who's supposed to be there? Who's ordained to be there? Who's predestined to be there? Come on. Amen. And allow it to play out, praise God, and watch God get the glory. Amen. Amen. Welcome back, prophetess. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am blessed and so excited because I have to give you an air hug because I can't get to you right now. I love you so much.
I love you too. We miss seeing you on the regular.
So tell me, how is Apostle doing?
Apostle is doing well. We're just taking the necessary precautions that he, his health risk are okay. He's safe. So we're doing a lot of outside preaching, or he's doing a lot of outside preaching. And other than that, Facebook Live.
I know that's right. You got to stay safe.
Yes.
Tell us about Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. Talk to us about the ministry.
Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries is a ministry that was birthed through my husband early in his ministerial career. And so he's been using and preaching through that platform since for a long time. So he moved it from Louisiana, because he's a native of Louisiana, to Texas when he moved to Texas. And then once we've moved back, we're trying to do both states right now.
Preaching both states. Yeah, because I met you guys in Houston.
Correct.
So I haven't let you go. I refuse to let you go.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, because we don't want to be let go. We love you.
Well, I don't want to prolong time. My main focus today was to give a platform to you for you to share the gospel, share what God has put on your heart. And I want to sit back and be fed as well. I am excited to know what God wants to share with us today. So I'm going to give the floor over to you.
Praise God. Praise God. It's a wonderful blessing to be allowed to see another day, because people are dying left and right from COVID. They're dying alone. And just to be able to be given another day is another day for me to serve the purpose God put me here for. And I thank God for that. I have been saved since I was 16 years old. Now, you know, we waver and we fall out of fellowship and we have to get back in. But God is good. He loves us when we don't love ourselves. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. But with all the things that are going on in our world right now, COVID-19, loss of jobs, working from home, virtual school, wearing masks, social distancing, all those things gave me pause to really think about what's really going on. Who's really in control? And who do we think is in control?
Amen.
So I thought I would come from with a thought from Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths." So this message today is for believers, because if you don't have a relationship with him, nothing I'm about to say is going to make sense to you. So if you're a believer, just know that God loves you, and your trust has to be in him and him alone, not in you, because you will let you down every time. God's in control. So through this pandemic, we've had to change our whole way of thinking, our whole way of living. We've had to go from getting up at a certain time in the morning, getting the children ready for school, getting dressed, start our routine, our day, our agenda, and knowing what's going to happen the whole day, or so we thought. And so since we're now not in control of our schedules, because we had to do a whole bunch of adjustments, a lot of adjustments, and a lot of chaos and stress and depression, and things have happened in our daily livelihoods, our daily schedules. So my question to you is, who's in control? Do you know who is in control?
Man.
Well, according to that scripture, if you're leaning to your own understanding, you think you're in control. Not. How many times have you found yourself with your back against the wall and don't know which way to turn?
Come on.
don't know which way to turn, because if I go here, I run into a wall. I went there, they said no. They said no. Okay, so what am I supposed to do? Who can help me now?
Come on.
Only God. And see, in those moments that he shows up and shows out, because he does things that nobody you can touch, no bank, nobody can help you.
Come on.
Have you ever found yourself in a homeless situation where if you didn't pay the rent today, you didn't have a place to stay? You can't go nowhere because you in a foreign land. You know, so what do? Fall on your knees, because that's where your help is. Now, I can testify to that one, because I was one of those persons that believed I had education. I always had a job. I've never been without a job. And all of a sudden, you're fired from a job that you depended on. You depend on that income. So what am I supposed to do? I don't know any people in this place. I was in Georgia at the time. And there's no one I can go and ask for help, you know. So I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Look around and you call up, think about people. Well, they're in Texas and they got families and they got to do this and they got to do that. So I reached out to a church charity where they offer you assistance with rent and food if you need it, clothing, those kinds of things. And I went there. And she asked me if I had a church affiliation there in Atlanta, and I did. And according to them, the pastor that I was under at the time was a part of their association. So all I needed to do was fill out paperwork and go in and talk to them, give them some answers to some questions, and they would assist me. Well, they don't pay late charges on rent. So then I need to go back to the landlord and get a letter from them saying that they will receive the rent in full with no late charges. Did that. And then come to find out, my landlord's like, why didn't you just tell me? You know, we want to keep everything private. We want to keep it to ourselves. Nobody to know we're having problems. You know, we don't want anybody to know we're in that situation. So in so doing, he was like, don't ever think that I would ever evict you for not being able to pay rent on time. People run into problems. So it was just favor from God with me to have a landlord that was accepting, that was empathetic, sympathetic, you know. And so I thank God that he put people in my path, even when I didn't know he was aligning people up to work for me.
Yes.
So this pandemic is all about God, your relationship with him. You got to have a relationship with him. If you don't have a relationship with him, things do not go according to his purpose, his will. And a lot of times when we bump our heads and run up against brick walls, it's because we're not in his purpose for our lives. We're not in the lane he's designed for us to be in. So we want to kick and scream and it's not going my way. Can you please stop? Can you get out the way? I need to do it this way. This way works for me. But no, God says, I created you for a specific purpose and you got to serve that purpose. Right. And especially if you have a relationship with him. So if you've had time in prayer, you spent time in prayer, you have a relationship with him, you meditate on his word and you know his voice, you know when he's talking, you know when he's talking to you. And we need to know that if you've fallen short in these last 7 to 8 months, if you've fallen short and your relationship has suffered, I urge you, repent right now. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your slothfulness, to forgive you for trying to be in control of things you know you can't control. And accept his forgiveness. Forgive yourself. That's our hardest thing, is forgiving ourselves for falling short. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Forgive yourself, forget it, and let's go on and do what God called us to do.
Amen.
Right now. Move it. So because we have God to call on, and John 3:16 says it all, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So if we believe that God sent his son because he loved us that much, and we trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and we're not leaning to our own understanding, then we can pray.
Amen.
Believing that what we're asking him for, he'll give to us.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Every day. Because that's how big of a heart and how much he loves us. Amen. That is what's been on my heart. I just need people to know that you need a relationship with God. You need a relationship with God. You need a relationship with God. And since we can't get straight to God because of our sins, we have to go through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Repent now. We got, time is short. If it's ever been shorter, it's shorter now than it's ever been. All the years we've been hearing that, right? Time is nigh. He's on his way back. So I just implore you to please get a relationship with Christ. Let him guide you and lead you. Get to know his voice.
And woman of God, you know, woman of God, it's something that's so rich. And people don't understand. Repentance is not, you have to get pride out of the way, because you have to repent. They all have different areas that we are weak in.
Right.
And a lot of times when people hear repent, they think you are pronouncing judgment on them. And that's not the case. When you hear somebody say repent, that's really the voice of it. God is using them to say, come back into fellowship with.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
It's not a, you know, they a bad word. It's that one thing that the enemy does not want you to do, so that you can keep wreaking havoc on your life.
Amen. Amen. And you know, when we tell people to mind their own business, you know, it's none of your business. It really isn't any of my business. But because God put you on my heart, because God laid you on my heart, I have to do what God tells me to do, or you have to do what God tells you to do, because the whipping he gives us is probably just as bad as the one you get for being disobedient. Because it's disobedience regardless. So don't shoot the messenger, but that's what happens. You know, we want to. You need to mind your own business. I'm not your child. You're not my mama. All that kind
of
stuff.
Put
all that to the side. I'm just trying to help you get to a point where you have eternal life.
Yes.
Eternal life. We're not worried about this life on this, because we're just passing through here.
Yes.
Just passing through. And the things we have to do while we're passing through is fine. You're going to go through some stuff just so other people can see how you go through it if you are the child of Christ. Because people are watching us more than ever to see how we're dealing with this pandemic. More than ever. Are you all down in the dumps? Oh, woe is me. Now, if that's the way you are, then I don't want to see you either. I mean, that's not the God I serve.
Come on.
I can laugh and talk still. I'm still having a good time. It's all good. I may not have everything I want, but like all my needs are met.
All my needs are met.
I got a roof over my head. I got clothes on my back, and we got some food.
Yeah.
And in that, we should be happy. We have to be content, because there are so many people that don't have those three things.
Yeah.
They don't. So God is just good.
The important, I hear you talk about the importance of relationship. You hear that a lot. You need to get a relationship with God. And sometimes it takes when you hear something over and over again from a whole lot of people, it takes the shine off of it. But when we talk about relationship, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. We're not talking about church membership. We're not talking about if you are a part of a church group and all this kind of stuff. We're not talking about this, but we are the church. We're talking about the bride and groom. We're talking about being in relationship for real, intimacy with God. God, you as an individual, me as an individual, God knows both of us. And he knows what you need. He knows what I need. But We need to know God personally for ourselves. To know us, but if we don't make the connection, if we don't decide to say, well, I want to make sure, it's just like if you buy a new car. You don't want to take it to a shade tree mechanic. You want to take it back to the dealership.
That's
right. They know what it is and how to fix it, you know. So what I hear you saying is so awesome, because we, without going to church and being in the fellowship and doing all that, you now have to stand on that relationship with God.
Yes.
There are no distractions.
Yes. It's an individual, personal thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have a personal relationship with him and you have to be in a building with other people in order to serve him, then I question your relationship.
Come on.
You have to know him for yourself. You have to be able to say, I remember when and he got me through. I remember this struggle and I made it through the help of God. Because on those things, those memories are how we get through the current ones. Well, if he did it once, he'll do it again. But if you don't know him like that, you don't know he can do it. So you have to build your faith. And your faith is built through transgressions, through trials.
Trials, not transgressions.
Your faith is built through trials, how you get through them. And the quicker you learn the lesson you're supposed to learn in that trial, the quicker that trial will be over.
Yes, it will.
That's what I didn't get. It took me a long time to realize I'm supposed to learn something from this.
Yeah.
Have I learned it yet? So my prayer changed from, Lord, remove this thing from me, to help me see what you are trying to show me so I can move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Please, Lord, let me see it. Show me clearly what I'm supposed to get from this. And if I miss it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but don't make me have to go through it again, please. Because the next time it may not be as simple as this time. Because he's got to get your attention and let you know that he's in control, and you got to learn this lesson. And until you learn the lesson, you keep going around that same mountain. The faces may change, but it's the same lesson that you're having to learn over. The same lesson.
And I know you remember, I was talking about earlier when we came on. We used to sing that song, Lord, don't move the mountain. Just give me the strength.
The strength to climb. Yes. Yes.
It's like saints of old who think that we didn't know. You know, they knew that go ahead and trust God that if he brought you to it, he can bring you through it. You know.
Yes.
But so often times, so many times, we want God to take this. It's just like, you know my favorite phrase, nevertheless, if it had not been. He said, but if it be your will, come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
God is trying to strengthen us, and he's trying to show us that he's the same God yesterday,
today, and forevermore. Yes, praise God, he is, most definitely. And if you just give him a chance, just one chance, You won't turn back. Once you understand his love for you and the grace and mercy he shows us on a daily basis, because we think of the times that we remember when he was around. But what about those times you didn't know or realized that he got you through? He took you out. He kept you out of harm's way.
Yes,
there are so many things and times that we've been through that we don't give him credit for being for us, because he helped us through all of the bad times, even when it didn't seem like he was helping us through. But we're here now, so he had to be there. We're here now, and I thank God. You know, I used to wonder why I was raised the way I was raised, or why my parents and grandparents were so strict on me. But today, I thank God for the strictness. I thank God for the structure. I thank God for the boundaries they set. Because had they not set those boundaries, oh, I would have been a loose cannon, period. Yeah. You know, I'm already mouthy as it is. I already speak my mind and I don't think about how it comes out. I just say it. So had they not structured that in a positive manner, it could have been a whole lot worse. I mean, I could really be out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you look back over your life and you think you had a bad mother or you think you had a bad family, your family was too strict. You thank God for that strictness.
Yeah.
You know, because there are, you got some friends that didn't have those boundaries and they went through some things you didn't go through.
Come on.
See, went through some things you didn't have to go through. So we have to be thankful from whence we came. And be grateful that God has allowed us to see, for me, 61 years. Because at 30, at 28, that was old and I didn't want to be 60. That was old. I didn't want to be 60. Yeah. But now that I am 60, it's not old. It's Amen. Now is the time that I know what I want. I know how to get what I want and keep it.
Amen.
In the 20s, you were just having fun in your 20s. You didn't care. We're just going to have fun and I'm going to enjoy myself, you know. And now you know what you want. You know what you'll put up with. You know what you won't put up with. You know what you don't have to put up with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us think we need to take some stuff that we don't have to take.
Come on.
We don't have to take. We don't have to have it done to us that way or presented to us in that manner. Just because, well, our race is experiencing some things, or has been experiencing things that some of us were not even aware were happening to the degree that they're happening. They happen, but because we weren't directly involved, you know, that's life. It happens and it's happening over there. So it's okay. Now it's in our faces, all of our faces.
Everybody, that's right.
It's transparent. You can see it. But why? Just because my skin is different from yours. That's the only reason. That's not, you know, that's not how it's supposed to be. But the Egyptians did the Israelites the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But they believed in God. God is a deliverer. Mm. It's happening for a reason. Until we recognize who we are in God, in Christ.
Come on.
We'll still be the bottom rung. We'll still keep killing each other. We'll still keep being victims instead of victors.
Come on.
We're supposed to be victorious.
Victorious. Come on.
And that's only through Christ. Only through Christ. I may not see what I'm looking for as far as that perfect life on this earth, but eternal life with Christ, that's my portion.
I know that's right.
That's my portion, and that's what I'm looking forward to. That day when it's nothing but praises and hallelujahs and hosanna to Jesus.
Amen.
Hosanna, Lord. What a glorious day. I don't want to be surprised. You know, I heard a message earlier in my life about three surprises when you get to heaven. The people you thought were going to be in heaven aren't there. The people you didn't think were going to get to heaven are there.
Yeah.
And you're not there.
Yeah.
I don't ever want that. I want to be there. I want to be with him.
Yeah, amen.
So I'm striving. I'm striving to be who he has called me to be in all areas of my life. It's a process, mind you, because flesh still wants me to be Lisa and do what Lisa wants to do the way Lisa wants to do it. God says differently. You have to have his characteristics. Put on the fruit of the Spirit.
Man.
You have to show love. And then with that love, you can have the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, the meekness, the forbearance, the long-suffering. All of the fruit of the Spirit come once you have the love of Christ in you.
Man.
Until you get the love of Christ in you, in your heart. The rest of them, it's okay. But you got to love people the way Christ loves us. He sees you with your faults. He knows all your faults. He knows all your shortcomings. But he still loves us.
Yeah.
And we can't love each other because you don't act like I want you to act. You're not dressed the way I think you should be dressed.
Jesus. Come on.
Trivial stuff. Pettiness. We just need to love people where they are. Pray to God to help them get to where he wants them to be. Because it's his will that we need to be listening to. His will for our lives. Not what I want you to do, Pastor Jay. Pastor Jay, I need you to sit down. I need you not to be so excited about God because we can't even see him. Well, I'm excited about God too, but just in a different way.
Come on.
Yes. So we can all be excited and be ourselves because that's the way he created us.
Amen. Amen.
That's the way he created us. My husband's telling me I'm talking with my hands and it's in the way. I'm sorry. I'm getting excited. But you just have to accept us where we are.
Amen. I'm so happy about this word today because it's a lot of things they have to do so much. Some of us inside of Christ put so many obstacles in, imaginary obstacles in people's way, you know, in order, and it makes it to them, it's hard to get to salvation.
Right.
All you got to do is receive Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you got, what you don't have. It doesn't matter. He is waiting with his arms outstretched for all of us.
Yes. All of us. We have the rules and regulations that say you can't look like this. You can't wear this. You can't do this. If we would get out of the way and let God be God, life would be so much better for those people that need to see and know Jesus for themselves.
Man.
Because I don't want that God that I have to look like a prune all the time. I can't laugh and cut up because I like to have fun. I like to see people laughing. You know, I like to see them smiling. If you're not smiling, something's wrong. And I need to figure out, okay, if they're not going to tell me, then Lord, you have to tell me what's going on so I can at least give them a word of encouragement. So they can at least kind of smile, even if it's not a big smile. And it may get from that to the big one, like I always have, you know. But I'm empathetic in that respect. I don't like to see people sad. Like to see people happy. And my Jesus, my God, lets me know that happiness is what we can receive and have once we have the love of Jesus in our heart. But we have to have the love of Jesus. And that's how we get to that peace that surpasses all understanding. Because people look at me, Lisa, how can you be so happy and things are happening? They're going to happen anyway. So I might as well be happy, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Amen.
They're going to happen anyway.
And that's so awesome because a lot of people don't understand when the love of Jesus comes into your heart. It begins to break off all of those bitter places and broken places. Hurt places, you know, and abandonment and all that. The love of Jesus, it heals.
Yes.
Say, you know, that person might be sad or that person might be upset, and you come in with that joy, that light, that smile, that you know, that laughter, you know, in their heart. They can't do nothing but just submit, you know, and begin.
Exactly.
Enjoy God with you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And I also know that one of my gifts is my hugging. My love is shown through my hugs. So a lot of times people, when they hug me, that's like, oh, don't let go. I love it. I love it. I love it. But I don't know why I want you to hug me. And so I just laugh because I know that love, my hugs are full of love. It's genuine. And when people feel genuine love, it's something about genuine love that you just cannot explain. Man. So that's why I think there's no language barrier for love, because love is global. And once a person feels love, it doesn't matter what language you speak, what country you came from, they know you love them.
Amen.
And if I can show you through a hug, and that encourages you to get on up and go to the next point in your life, wonderful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for that hug. Thank you, God, for my hugs. I love my hugs. And you know, if you're sensitive to God, you know the people that need the hug at the moment.
And come on.
You know who that is. And so I try to be obedient. Sometimes I'm looking at the person as opposed to doing what God says do. Because they're not going to receive it. I can't just walk up to them and just ask them if I can hug them. But you know, the people that I've asked, do you mind if I give you a hug? And they look at me and, you want to hug me? Yes. And it does wonders. You can see a change. I can feel a change. So then it's like those times, the ones when I could run around wherever I am, Walmart or whatever store, and just show out. You know, it's like, okay, is she crazy? Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy for God. You know, because he's a big God and he does so much through us. We just have to allow him to work. And that's most of our problem. We don't want to allow God to be God through us, because we are afraid of what people may think or say. But I've got thick skin and that respect now. I don't really care what you think about me. I got to do what I got to do.
You know, because the one thing you don't want to do is stand before God and your work is in your work. What you talk about obedience, have to be obedient, especially to the call of our lives. And we're finding that it's so much peace in obeying God. It's so much peace in just allowing God to use it. It's an awesome thing.
So much peace. God is just awesome. I just wish that everybody would get to know him for themselves, you know, and not just try to live on what other people have told them. You know, experience them for yourself. Because for a long time, that's what I lived on. My grandmother, how she enjoyed God, and how she knew him. And I would go, Granny, go. Can you take this to God and pray about it for me and see what he says to you? She would look at me. I'm going to do it this time. She'd say, but you're going to have your own relationship, so you go pray to him yourself.
Right.
And I didn't understand what she was saying, because I said, I'm a child. You're an older person. You know, he listens to older people. He doesn't listen to me. I'm just a child. And so she said, no, he has no respect of person. It doesn't matter if you're a child. It doesn't matter if you're an older person. It doesn't matter if you're middle-aged, if you're college material or not college material, if you're blue-collar, white-collar workers. It doesn't matter who you are. Pastor Jay and I are on the same level in front of God.
Yeah.
She may be held accountable for more things because of the more people she's touched lives with. I may not be held to that degree accountable, but I'm accountable for my actions.
Amen.
Because what he's given me, what he's given you, and any other minister, I'm going to say minister, because once your life is changed, we all become ministers of Christ.
All ministers. We all
of us. Yes, all of us. So we all have a part to play in other people's lives.
That's right.
We're spreading that gospel, and if you're spreading that gospel incorrectly, that's on your head, not theirs, because they received what you said, not because it wasn't true or it was true, but because you spread it, me being the person spreading it.
If I
gave it to them in error, the blood is on my hands.
That's
if they don't make it in. Their blood is on my hands. So I'm very careful to tell people, I'm telling you this because it was laid on my heart to tell you. How you receive it is on you. But I'm giving it to you in love, and I hope that you adhere to it. At least think about it.
Man.
Think about it. Find it in the word, because there's scripture for everything that we share.
Amen.
We may not tell you the scripture, but if you search the scripture using keywords, you can find those verses of scripture, passages of scripture that apply to what was told to you.
Man.
So you don't have to take my word for it. You can go in the word and find it, really. Because I was an avid reader. And my grandmother would say, all the stories you're reading, those paperbacks, those funny paperback books, those long books you stay in, all those stories are in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I was like, the stories I read in these paperbacks? She said, Oh, yeah, they're in the Bible.
So,
rape, murder, incest, all of those stories are in the Bible. They exist. So anything that is happening in the world right now is in the Word. So it's nothing new under the sun. It's just different characters. Different characters. So
I think it's an awesome thing too that you need to talk about witnessing, because we are really in a time where witnessing is easy. We have so social media, you have all kinds of ways to get the word of God out, to invite people to Jesus Christ, you know, to salvation, to share, amen, about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And how important is it to use these platforms to put it on our God?
It's very important. It's of the utmost importance because, you know, he's not coming back until his word or his gospel is to the uttermost parts of the world. So with all the technology that we have now, the social media networks, the streaming places, the way to get the gospel out. So we need to use all avenues possible to get the word out, because we have to share the gospel. Because once the gospel is shared to everyone in this world, then God is coming back.
Amen.
And I'm waiting, because
Amen.
I know it's near, because too much of Revelation is unfolding in front of our eyes.
Amen.
But because we don't know what those places are in today's time, most people are saying that's still just the book. But if you study the book and find out what the new day, current day places in Revelation are, you'll know that Revelation is unfolding right before our eyes. Yeah. So it's of the utmost importance that we just share the gospel any way possible.
Amen.
As Malcolm X would say, by any means necessary, get it out there.
We have shared a lot of good information on this broadcast today, especially for some of the saints of God that are based in the world, know about the book of Revelation.
You're breaking up for me. Hold on. I'm trying to get a signal because you're breaking up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a lot of babes in Christ. It's a lot of Christians that are scared right now. And I think that when you get the knowledge of the Revelation one time, it'll bring that peace into your heart. It's an evaluation I do with myself on a daily basis. I always ask myself, if God takes you today, have you done all that he told you to do? You know, are you in right standing with him? Bitterness in your heart? Do you have resentment? Are you operating in jealousy? Are you in it? I have to do that.
Yes.
Sometimes people are walking around scared of God calling them home. They don't, I don't want to die, and all this. I'm not saying get ready. I'm just saying that means that you get to a place in your life where your relationship is right with God.
Right.
Being absent in the body is being present with the Lord. How are you walking? Going into the book of Revelation, you have to be ready. You have to be ready to really, really grasp what God is saying to us as a church today.
Right.
So how do you feel about it?
I agree wholeheartedly. I hear people say, get ready. No, we have to be ready. Because we don't know the time, the day, or the hour, the minute when he's coming. Now, like I said earlier, I'm 61. So the average lifespan of a woman, black woman, is 76, 78, 80, something like that. So I plan to have all the time that God has for me on earth. And in order to get that, I have to be obedient and I have to do what he's called me to do. So with that being said, daily self-check, daily. Do I have any unforgiveness in my heart? Do I have any malice or ugly feelings towards someone? Have I not forgiven someone I need to forgive? Do I need to see if I need to make something right with someone as far as them being able to forgive me? Now, that's on them to forgive me, but I can go to them and say, I apologize if I offended you. Please forgive me. But like I said, it's a daily self-checkup. You have to know, and that small voice will tell you too, when you messed up. You know, what's wrong. So once you recognize that there is a shortcoming, you just need to repent. And when I say repent, Repenting is not just as telling God you're sorry and saying it in words. You have to mean it.
And when you mean it,
that means I don't intend to be caught doing the same thing again. Now, I'm not saying you won't, but the intention is not to.
Amen.
So repentance is sincere. And God, of course, knows when you're sincere, when you really mean it. And you know it, too. So just know that we have to do a daily self-checkup. And sometimes it's more than one time a day. Because sometimes you can start, you know, be in a situation and start to say something. It's like, nope. That voice said, keep your mouth shut. Don't say it. Don't say it. But if you override it and go ahead and say it, then you got to get that right.
You got to get it right.
You got to get it right. You can't. You're not going anywhere till you get it right. You got to get it right. And so in order to be ready, that means getting it right immediately. Because tomorrow is not promised. The next 5 minutes are not promised.
Amen.
So that means right that wrong as soon as you know it's a wrong.
Amen.
The sooner the better. So if we listen to that small voice that whispers in our ears, don't do it, don't do it, don't go there, do not. If we listen, we won't go there.
That's right.
So we just have to be ready. So that means, like I say, the daily checkup self, like you said, examine yourself. And if we spend more time examining ourselves, we wouldn't have time to worry about what somebody else is doing.
Now, that's the truth.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's all you around your own front door.
Your own front door. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Take 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave other folks' business alone.
Yes, ma'am. That means all your business is just your business, all by yourself.
All
by yourself. That's enough.
Well, we just thank God for you coming on the show today. I want to just take this time to let you pray before let the broadcast go. Amen. And I know that God is going to bless you and bless you and apostle, you know, for the work that you guys do, the traveling that you used to do, but you so see everywhere, praise God, of the gospel of love, because I'm saying right now, I feel so loved by you guys. I just, you know, I always tell everybody, everywhere I go, I tell them about your faith. Amen. just pray with us, praise God. And then I guess, you know, we'll finish until next time.
Until next time. God, thank you so much for the invite. It's been a pleasure. And I thank God that I was able to share what I had on my heart and talk to you. Just talk to you, because I miss talking to you, too. I do. But I'm thankful that God is continuing to use you and enlarge your territory. I prayed that for you a long time ago, because it seemed like when we first met, you were just kind of like, okay, I got all these ideas, but they're not going nowhere. And when I implement them, I get a brick wall.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, God, you got to give her on her own platform and let her run with what you've given her, because she got it. She got it, and she got people to reach. So give it to her. Enlarge her territory. And I thank God he's enlarging your territory.
Hallelujah.
So just know that we appreciate you. God loves you. We love you. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this hour, this time that you've allowed us to share with each other, that to share your word with the people that are listening, Lord. We know you've allowed the people that need to hear this to be with us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, because you're an awesome God that loves us so much. And we just are grateful, and we love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Lord. We thank you for traveling grace and mercies for all those who are traveling to and fro, Lord. We thank you for family and friends, their safety, their health, their abundance. Lord, we just ask that right now, if anyone is in sin, Lord, any reconciliation that needs to be done, any restoration, Lord, any repentance, Lord, we ask that you move on their hearts right now so that they get it right with you in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it, and do it quickly, Lord. And let them know that once you forgive them, it's over. You throw it into the sea of forgiveness. It's to be remembered no more, Lord. And so we want them to know and grasp that you love them just that much, and not to hang on to it. Then forgive ourselves, Lord. Help us to forgive ourselves. Lord, we praise you. We love you. We give you all the glory. We thank you that you strive with us and that you continue to love us so much that you keep giving us chances after chance after chance to get it right. And we thank you for your long suffering and your grace and your mercy, Lord. Help us to be more like Jesus. Help us to take on the characteristics of him and show those characteristics to the world. Lord, we love you and we want to love your people as we should. We want to have that agape, unconditional love for each other. And once we love each other like that, Lord, we know that we will live in a better world here. And then, Lord, we also are looking forward to that day when you'll come back and take us all home. Lord, yes. We love you. And we just think that we thank you that you love us. Yes. All these blessings and prayers we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Thank you again for coming on the air. Please give us some contact information to see your face so that people can contact the ministry. If they're in Louisiana, if they need prayer, give them information.
If you would like to get in touch with us, it's Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries in care of Apostle Dudley Tebow or myself, Prophetess Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. And we'd love to hear from you. We also do the podcast for My Gospel Soul Radio for Pastor Jay on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, where Apostle Tebow gives a mighty word from God. So if you'd like to join us there, share this number, 347-826-9424, and join us. It's a wonderful time. And then I think, Pastor Jay, all those are archived on My Gospel Soul site, yeah, right?
They can click and see all the shows, scroll, and see what's going on. My phone's going crazy.
So yep. 347-82.
You on the line? Okay, that's coming to Bluetooth. My husband was listening. Amen.
Amen.
They can go into the archives at blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul and scroll and see all kinds of all of the shows from Busting Loose in Faith. I got shows from Busting Loose in Faith all the way back to 2000 and is it 10, 11?
Something like that. Well, we started in 13, so.
13. You go all the way back. But just put in the search Busting Loose in Faith and you'll see all of the shows.
Yes.
So and they're on Spreaker and they're on iHeartRadio, they're on Spotify, they are everywhere. So
oh my.
Busting Loose
in Faith.
And you can find the show where I took
all over, huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good.
So we look forward to more broadcasts with Apostle and Prophet Tebow. I'm work out something where we can get them off. I'm getting ready to do a online revival. Amen.
Oh, so, praise God.
We're going to share the gospel. You know, God has given us, you know, these airways, this internet, this Wi-Fi and all this stuff. So we're going to use it to the glory and honor of God. So thank
you. Amen.
Just for coming up.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And we want everybody to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless you and have a blessed day.
Amen. God bless.